For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're starting out with your week doing well, blessed, prospering in God, knowing who you are in Him, celebrating that. As God spoke to me, I shared this on another broadcast, and it always comes back around, and I was giving a whole list of things that just were hitting us hard. And on that person's voicemail, out of my own mouth, coming up out of my belly was this: "So what shall we say to these things, Anna?" And I said, "Oh my gracious, what shall I say to these things?" Romans 8 will tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Goodness, wake up with that this morning. If God is for you, and He is, who? Name it. Name the situation. Name the person. How, they can't be against. Oh, they might be against you in word or action. However, no lasting results because of God. So you come up higher. You live in the kingdom of God realm. You do your best to walk in love. And you say, I will walk in that forgiveness. I will do my best, because who can be against me? I'm doing all I know to do. What shall we say to these things, Anna, is what God spoke to me. And I said, Lord, I repent. I will say I'm a more than a conqueror in Christ, because that's what you have said. That's who you've made me to be. If God is for me, who? None of those things can stand against me. Oh, they'll form and they'll try. But I'll stay in the ark. I'll stay in the refuge of God. And He'll bring me through. And He'll bring you through. Well, we're talking about cultivating a passion for God. I get this a lot, you know. And I just, man, I don't know where to begin in my Bible. I don't know what to do with it. And so before all that, I want to give some areas of things that might be trying to take your passion away even before you get out of the gate. Right? I told my son the other day, I said, man, look, get your Bible or get your books that you like to read of God. Get into a quiet place. I'm talking, if you got to start out for 10 minutes, you start out for 10 minutes. You know, you don't take your phone. You don't start looking at your emails. None of that. Facebook, forget it. Not yet. It's time for God. And this devotion time, here's a quote. It's like a delicate grapevine. It flourishes only when planted in the right soil and carefully cultivated in the right climate. I gave the definition of cultivate. You're growing. You're tending to something. You're trying to promote growth of it. So unless that devotional time is nurtured and fought after, F-O-U-G-H-T, man. Like, it's just, you if you don't have your quiet time with God, forget it, right? And if that continues, well, that devotional spirituality, we're talking about enemies of spiritual passion, it'll start to wither. You will not bear spiritual fruit. All right? So here's some enemies of spiritual passion. Number one, wonder if you have any areas of disobedience, unresolved areas. You haven't taken it to God yet. You know there's some issues. Even as you hear my voice, you think, oh, man, I know I disobeyed God with that. Well, God's prodding your heart. It might be very subtle, and you might be trying to blow it off and put it under a rug. Don't do it. Say, Holy Ghost, come help me. Help me to face this unresolved area. I haven't resolved it yet. I haven't gone to you yet. Might be unforgiveness. God, I haven't done it yet. I feel you're prodding me. I can tell. Will you, look, listen to how you pray it. God, will you help me to forgive, because I don't know what to, I'm so frustrated, I don't know what to do. This is what you're doing. So it won't be an enemy of your spiritual passion. Oh, I'll get to it later. Oh, I'll get to it later. No, you're not getting to it later. You're putting it under a rug, and it's hindering you. It's clogging you up. God, will you help me with that? You'll be amazed, my brother and sister. Holy Ghost within you will rise up so strongly and give you the needed grace to do what you got to do. Join me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.